The following is a home program given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 6th, 2011, in Auckland, New Zealand.
So this human form of life is a very, very rare opportunity. We must be very, very careful not to abuse this opportunity. We have to see the example of Arjuna, how he placed himself under the direction of Krishna. Karpanya dosho pahatas pavava pashchamitvang dharma samuddhacheta yat shreyam sanishchitan bruhitan me shashastehang shadimang tvang prapanam. Now I am confused about my duty. I've lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, I'm asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I'm your disciple, a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. This is the proper mood. Anything besides this mood, it is madness. It's a madman. Anything other than this humble submission to the Lord and the Lord's representative, the spiritual master, is suicidal. It means we are proudly thinking, yes, I know this, I know that, I know so many things. You see. But in our present state of consciousness, we are an illusion. We are taking the body to be the self. What a grand illusion that is. I'm thinking this, here I am an eternal spiritual being who's full of knowledge, who's full of bliss, eternally youthful, an eternal associate of the Supreme Lord and His pastimes in the spiritual world, and I'm identifying with some ridiculous identity here, and here in the material existence, you see. Even if I have the post of Brahmaji, it is also a big mistake, you see. To identify with any position. Brahmaji sometimes, even though he's a great pure devotee, sometimes he falls under the sway of the illusory energy. As we see in the Brahma Vimohana Lila, he forgets that Krishna, this little cowherd boy, is the Supreme Person. And he plays with fire. He thinks, well, I'm going to steal all the cowherd boys and calves. I am the great Brahma. So even if you're in that kind of a position as Brahma, still, if you don't realize your actual identities as a humble servant of the Lord, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. Big, big trouble. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how famous you are, how powerful you are, how good-looking you are, how healthy you are. I don't care whatever you may have in this world. You're nowhere. You see, you're nowhere. Punar Musika Bhava. Whatever position we may have here, it is such a temporary thing. You know the story, Punar Musika Bhava. There was one little mouse. That little mouse, every time he came out of his mouse hole to try to get something to eat, it was a very problematic situation. The cat is ready to pounce on him, you see. The poor little mouse was going very hungry, waiting for the cat to give him a chance to come out and get something to eat. But one day, when the cat was taking a long nap, the mouse thought, well, there's a powerful yogi in this village. Maybe he can help me solve this problem I have. So he went to the yogi, and he said, I have this problem. Every time I come out of my little mouse hole, that cat is willing, ready to jump on me, make me his lunch. What to do? So the yogi said, well, if you like, I can make you into a cat. Would you like that? Yes. All right. Poof. Now you're a cat. So now he thinks, oh, my problems are solved. Now I'm a cat. Meow. No problem, is it? I can walk around with no problem. No cat can harass me now. Ha 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 ha. But then the dog comes. And the cat runs up the tree in great fear of his life, you see. Finally, the dog goes away. He goes running back to the yogi's hut. My dear yogi, now the dog is after me. What to do? He says, well, I can make you into a dog. All right, do that. Yes, now you're a dog. Poof. You see. Now I've really got it made. You see, the cat won't bother me. The dog won't bother me. This is great. Now I can really enjoy life walking around the village. I'm a dog, you see. But then a Bengali tiger comes into the village, looking for something to eat. And he runs back to the yogi, tiger, tiger. I said, tiger, what to do, yogi? He said, well, I can make you a tiger. Yes, yes, make me a tiger. Oh, poof, now you're a tiger, you see. So, the tiger... He has great facility for eating, you see. He doesn't have to bother going to the grocery store, buying the meat, standing in the checkout line, bringing it home, cooking it, so many things. He just jumps on his meal and eats. But there's one difficulty. Whenever he goes to take his meal goes running as fast as possible in the opposite direction, you see. And Prabhupada explains, there's a little bird in the jungle, Feyu, Feyu, Feyu. Whenever the tiger comes on his lunch break, the little bird starts giving the warning, the tiger is on his lunch break. Everybody head for the hills. So, when that tiger tries to get his lunch, he finds nobody's here. What's going on? The place is cleared out. It's like going into the grocery store and all the shelves are empty, you know. What's going on here? Places, there's no one around. There's no food here. What am I going to do, you see? So he goes wandering, hoping that someday he can get something to eat. Well, right now, where is the tiger seated? He's sitting in the hut with a nice, plump-looking yogi. And the tiger is thinking, here's my first meal, you see. So the yogi is no dummy. He takes one look at that tiger, he says, oh, you want to eat me? Tiger says, yes. And he says, poof, again, punar musika baba, again you become mouse. See? So they have become a very, very big tiger civilization, you see, with their technology, with their computers, with their 747s, their iPhones, and so many things, you see. Big, big modern technological society, air conditioning, automobiles, so much big, big Sony cameras, so much big, big technology, you see. They become very proud. Now they say, I am God, and we don't need God anymore. Just like that Professor Hawking's, you know, Stephen Hawking. He says that the universe came out of absolutely nothing, and they applaud him as the greatest scientist in the history of the world. Yes, you're the greatest scientist. You say the universe came out of absolutely nothing. You are our guru. You are Messiah. You are our savior, saving us from all these religionists. You see, they applaud him as the greatest brain in the history of the world, Stephen Hawking. It's a fact. So what will be the result? Punar musika baba. Again, you become a mouse. Now they've made this big, big, huge civilization. But they are using it now to deny God. What will be the result? The whole thing will collapse in due course. The whole thing will collapse. The whole society will collapse. They run out of oil and it'll be complete chaos. You see. Total chaos, anarchy. The poet Yeats, he predicted, things fall apart, the center cannot hold, mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. But this Krishna consciousness movement, it can save the day, you see. If we can enlighten these people in the science of Krishna, then the world society can remain together. and we make it Krishna conscious world society. The modern civilization does not have to collapse like the Roman Empire collapsed, the Spanish Empire collapsed. It does not have to collapse. They will simply take Krishna consciousness. And this, we can have a wonderful Vedic culture reestablished on this planet based on Prabhupada's books, the whole world civilization. What does the Bhagavatam say? Unless you can deliver your dependence from the cycle of birth and death, do not become a father, do not become a mother, do not become a leader, do not become guru. So, what is this message now for the world leaders? Take up Krishna consciousness or step down from your position, sir. Bhagavatam is saying, take Krishna consciousness or step down. We don't need you in the prime minister position, the president position, the MP position. We don't need you in that position unless you want to become Krishna conscious. If you don't want to become Krishna conscious, get out. Let a Krishna conscious man and woman take your position, you see. That is our agenda. Because the world is being grossly mismanaged by these rogues and rascals. It's time now to bring Krishna consciousness into the forefront of this, of the planetary consciousness. The time has come. Because without it, there's no hope for the civilization. It's not a matter of lording it over, it's a matter of compassion. We have to help these people to prevent them from going down to the animal kingdom in the next birth. It's simply a matter of compassion. Somehow we must save them by giving them Krishna consciousness. So, kindly understand who you really are, that you're not your material body. Kindly understand that you're an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, meant to serve Him eternally in unlimited varieties of sweet, loving rasas or mellows. That is your actual position. Don't look to this material nature for your happiness. You will not find it here. You will not find it here. Do not look to this material nature for your happiness. You will not find it here. I don't care how successful you are, you will not find it here. If you want actual happiness, you must revive your lost loving relationship with God, with Krishna. You must. It's the only way you can do it. So we are prepared to help you. We are prepared to give you all help, all guidance, all inspiration, all instructions, everything. We're prepared to give you, sacrifice our lives to give you everything you need to know how to become perfect in Krishna consciousness. So kindly take advantage of our Krishna consciousness movement and make your life successful. That is our humble request. So now I can ask if there's any questions. I see all the papers are blank. That means it's time for us to go back to Auckland. Oh, here's one. Okay. It is said that by reversing the original Maha Mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased the potency. Who said that? He didn't reverse it. You can see in so many Vedic references, the Maha Mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Kali Santarana Upanishad that says it begins with Hare Rama is not the authoritative version of the Kali Santarana Upanishad. The authoritative version of the Kali Santarana Upanishad says Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Lord Chaitanya did not reverse. He simply took what was already there from the previous acharyas, what was already there in the Vedic scriptures. He didn't reverse the Maha Mantra. That's misinformation. He did not reverse it. He gave it to us as it is, in the original order that is given in the Vedas. Next question. Any written questions preferred, because I don't hear well. If you want to ask a question, write it down. It makes it so much easier. Otherwise, we spend 10 minutes trying to figure out what you're saying. Write your questions down, please. What if you work in the role of a leading people? We cannot deliver them because other leaders still have more influence. Well, work your way up the ladder. Try to become more influential. I'm not kidding you. I'm being very serious and sober. Try to become more influential in whatever field you're in. Try to become more and more influential, because we need people who are Krishna conscious in the leading positions. We need them in the leading positions. Only two questions. That means we can go back to Auckland on time tonight. See, I have to get up at 2:30 in the morning to do my, so I can do my rounds and do all the morning worship. So that means, you know, going to bed after 10:30, four and a half hours is hard enough to get up after 4.5 hours. Going to bed at 11 means getting up after 3.5 hours. And getting up at 11:30 means getting up after 3 hours. I mean, it's just, my body is only can handle so much. 10 o'clock is the goal. It's a 2 hour drive to get back. 2 hours. It's already going to be 10:30. Even if we leave right now, it'll be 10:30 before we get back. So I don't want to prolong it too long. Regarding the first question, in Vrindavan, don't they start singing Hari Ram? No, I've never heard anybody in Vrindavan go Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. All the Maha Mantra singing that I've heard in Vrindavan is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Now there's some people who may follow somebody who reversed it to Hare Ram. But Prabhupada said it's not a big issue anyway, because once you start chanting, let's say there's two people in the room. Let's say I'm chanting Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And we're going on and on chanting our japa like them. And somebody walked into the room and they hear both of us in the middle of our japa. Would there be any difference? No. Wouldn't be any difference. Because once you get rolling, it's the same thing. You're just all in Krishna and Ram. So Prabhupada didn't think it was that big of an issue when this question was asked of him one time. But if you really want to know, the authoritative, there are many, many references throughout the Vedic literatures which give the Maha Mantra beginning with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Many, many references. Not just the Kali Sranchana Upanishad, but many other places too. Many, many Shastic references where Hare Krishna begins the Maha Mantra. It's not only given in one place, it's given in many places in the Vedic literature beginning with Hare Krishna. Okay, next question. How do you see hope in situations which show no hope? Well, if the situation shows no hope, you're not looking deep enough. If you're seeing no hope, you're just seeing the surface. You're not seeing in depth. Yamang pashyati sarvatra sarvang chamayi pashyati tashyahang na pranashami satchami na pranashyati. Krishna says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So for one who is actually Krishna conscious, he can see Krishna everywhere. He sees everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything. So if you're seeing Krishna, you're always, obviously you'll have hope. If you're seeing the loving hand of Krishna, the all-merciful, all-beneficent, all munificent hand of Krishna in every single situation, then there's no question of lacking hope. You'll have unlimited hope. It's like I have unlimited hope about this movement. Some people think I'm unrealistic. But it's there in the scriptures. Sajjana Durjana Pangu Janda Anagana Prema Vanyaya Dubaila Jagatara Jana. That is Shastra. You know the translation. Sajjana means the pious man. Durjana is impious. This is Bengali. Sajjana is the pious man. Durjana is the impious man. Sajjana Durjana Pangu, the lame. Jada, the lame, indolent, and blind men. Jada Andagana. Prema Vanyaya Dubaila. They will all be drowned in a tsunami of Krishna Prem, the whole universe. Prema Vanyaya is a Prema tsunami. in sense. Vinyaya means tsunami in English. Premavanyaya dubaila jagatera jana. That means jagatera, you know, the whole throughout the whole universe, every jiva throughout this whole universe, jagatera jana, they will all be jana. So, therefore, I have unlimited hope about this movement. And any person who actually has a little bit of spiritual knowledge, he can understand, even if something good happens to me, it's for my benefit. If something bad happens to me, it's also for my benefit. Tattenu kam sam su sumikshavano bunjana evatma katang vapa kam tadvagbapurvi vedadang namaste jiveta yomukti pade sadaya bhak. My dear Lord, those persons who are always waiting for your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them, who while suffering the reactions for their past misdeeds, continually offer you respectful obeisances from within the innermost cores of their hearts, are certainly eligible candidates for liberation. Indeed, they've already got their ticket to Goloka right there in their hand. So a devotee, if something bad happens, this is Krishna burning off my past karma. So he's freeing me from my past sinful reaction. So I become qualified now to go back to Godhead. You see. So for a devotee, everything is auspicious. The good is auspicious, the bad is auspicious, the beautiful is auspicious, and the ugly is auspicious. Everything is auspicious. What does Nectar Devotion say? Pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. One who takes that mood of pure bhakti, he sees auspiciousness and everything that happens to him is auspicious. So there's no question of showing no hope. It just means you're looking on the surface. You're not seeing, you're simply seeing the screen of the material energy. You gotta pull back the screen and see the spiritual reality behind the material energy. And then you'll lose hope in any circumstance. You'll always feel how Krishna is protecting you. Samashvataye palapallava plavam padat bhajang punja jashomarare bhavam buddhir vatsa parang param padam padan bhutam yad bhutam nate sham. For one who takes shelter of the wonderful, wonderful boat of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and the annihilator of that rascal demon named Muda. This vast, insurmountable, hopeless ocean of material existence becomes reduced down to the amount of water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. Vatsapadam. Do you have any hope of crossing over the amount of water contained within a hoofprint of a calf? Anybody feel devastated? Oh my goodness, I have to cross over the amount of water in the hoofprint of a calf. Would you be devastated? How am I ever going to make it across this hoofprint? No. That ocean? Yeah, it's hopeless. That's right. But if you take shelter of the boat of Krishna's lotus feet, you have, as we say in America, a piece of cake. Simply a piece of cake. Stepping over that hoofprint, you see. And what does Bhagavatam say? Their destination is Param Padam, the Vaikuntha realm. Not that place, Padam Padam Yad Bhabatam Nate Sham. Not that place where there is danger at every step. At every click of the GPS, there's danger. Wherever you may turn, there's danger in this material existence. That's it. There's no hope here. It's hopeless. This material world is a hopeless nightmare. It's going to end in defeat, guaranteed. I don't care if you're a millionaire, a billionaire, a prime minister, whatever, you know, a rock star. I don't care if you're Bob Dylan or Paul McCartney. It's a hopeless position here in this material world. It's hopeless. Hopeless. The only hope is those two lotus feet in Krishna. If you take shelter of them, there's only hope. So now the last question. Sometimes devotees promote a vegan diet as a way of showing public our compassion towards the animals. What's your opinion? Well, Prabhupada made it very clear in many places in his books that we require cow's milk to develop the brain substance for understanding higher wisdoms, the higher Vedic wisdoms. So that means if I give up drinking the cow's milk, my brain will not develop properly. So if they want to be vegan, they're just, and they say, I refuse to drink cow's milk, well, that means they're just, their brain tissue is just not going to develop fully to understand the Vedic wisdom, according to Prabhupada's teachings. You've read that in the books?
Yes.
Yeah. You require cow's milk. You can say, well, I don't want to eat any cows, from, you know, milk from the Karmi butcher. Then have start your own dairy program. Start your own cow protection program. Prabhupada took the milk. It's good enough for Prabhupada, it's good enough for me. He's a fully enlightened personality from the spiritual world. He understands the proper application of time, place, and circumstance. And Prabhupada was taking them, though, if it was offered to Krishna. So I think I know better than Prabhupada. Well, it's wrong to take that milk. That means I know something better than Prabhupada. You see? I know better than Prabhupada, you see. I'm more advanced than Prabhupada because I don't take the cow, that milk from the commercial place. Therefore, I'm more advanced than Prabhupada. I don't have a very good opinion of it, because probably we in ISKCON, the ISKCON that I grew up in, the standard program was hot milk every night. Hot milk and Krishna book. That was the standard that was established in the ashram when Prabhupada was on this planet. And I still like to take hot milk at night. Because of that. Prabhupada taught it. That was a setup. Hot milk at night. Every night, hot milk. Not dinner, hot milk. We would take our big meal in the daytime. At night, we would have. Of course, if one's working job and you can't really eat a big meal during the day, it's okay. You have dinner at night. That's okay. I'm not trying to change anybody's eating habits, but I'm just trying to emphasize this hot milk is important, that's all. You eat as much. Prabhupada said, if my disciple wants more prashadam, it's my duty to provide it because I'm the spiritual master. I'm not trying to restrict anybody's eating. But I'm saying, why do you want to introduce some idea which Prabhupada did not give us, that we shouldn't take any milk? We should stop taking milk products. Prabhupada never said that. If it was that important, Prabhupada would have engaged us in doing it. So I don't appreciate it very much, this promoting veganism. I don't appreciate it very much. We could advertise a vegan feast for the sake of attracting the vegans. That's all right. To take prashadam, that's I have no harm. That's fine. Vegan feast. All the vegans will come if you're really good. And say, Hare Krishna, have a vegan feast. I have no objection to them, but for our own personal consumption, I'm not into it at all. I'm not into it at all. I'm a milkman. Following Prabhupada's Buddhist feet. Okay. It's been a wonderful, but all too brief visit. Like I said, I do have to get, and I'm not joking about 2:30 in the morning. I had to get up at 2:30, and it's now 8:20, so we're going to wrap it up and head out. If there's any prashad, did you tell them I'm ready to pack it up? No. All right. It's too late then. So we're going to head out, and we thank you all very much for your wonderful participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Please dive deeper and deeper into this Krishna Bhakti Rasa. Dive deeper and deeper into this nectarian ocean. And when you get deep enough, you'll meet Krishna face to face. Take it very seriously. Keep chanting, following these principles. Associate with devotees. And you're going to have the most wonderful, adventurous ride you've ever had in your millions and millions of years of sojourn in the cycle of birth and death. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Shri Mukh Sankarshan Dasit Kari Maharaj Ki Jai.